MilliganTown.org.
This is Vince Scavo with the Milligantown Daily, looking at the three uses of the law. The second part of the first use of the law is that it shows our condemnation before the Holy God and our need of a Savior. God gives us the law to reveal our sin. We read in Romans 3, "Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be closed and all the world may become accountable to God. Because by the works of the law, no flesh will sight. For through the law comes the knowledge of sin." He gives us all, as well, the basics of the law in our consciences, which shows us to be lawbreakers. In Romans 2, we read, "When Gentiles who do not have the law do instinctively the things of the law, these not having the law are a law to themselves, and that they show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience bearing witness and their thoughts alternately accusing or else defending them." Now certainly the Holy Spirit needs to be at work in the heart for this to be a conviction that's part of salvation. And when he does that, that work produces guiltiness in us and shows us our need of a Savior to take our sin and to give us his righteousness. As we read in 2 Corinthians 5 and 21, "He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him." The law shows us that we're sinners, shows us that we need Christ to take the guilt of our sin and to give us his holiness so that we can be reconciled. And so when the law condemns, it's good because it drives us to Christ. For the Milligantown Theological Society, this is Vince Scavo.